Welcome to Silence Soul Reform Bite-Sized Podcast. I'm Christy, your host, and today I'm so excited because I have on Jessica. She's called Honest Cravings on Instagram, and she has a lifestyle blog where she has a community of amazing moms that are kind of all going through the same things, and she gives helpful tips and tricks for them to have an easier way about them. So welcome on, Jessica.
Thank you so much. I'm so honored to be here. This is my first podcast ever. So bear with me, but I'm super excited.
I know. I'm so excited to have you. And like when we were just chatting, like it's the best thing for me. It like fills my heart to like meet other female entrepreneurs, like building and growing. And in my head, I'm like, let's help each other. Cause this journey is, you know, a struggle at times. So we need all the support, even if it's emotional, mental support, whatever. We need like all the help that we can get. So I love that your blog is like, you know, kind of teaching your hiccups or your learnings to other people so they don't need to like make the same mistakes. Or even if they make the same mistakes, then like how to like find easier ways of going about living with like all your little rugrats that you have.
Yeah, totally. I mean, we were talking about this before, but having that community and having those relationships with other moms, where it's not just like a bunch of followers, but it truly is this community and we can be honest with each other. It's kind of like why I put the honest in the handle, Honest Cravings, because I want to be honest about my motherhood journey, like the really good parts, the really hard parts, help people through the hard parts, but also just say like the hard parts are normal and okay, and you're not alone, and whatever that hard thing is that you're facing, like we're all facing something, right?
Yeah, for sure. And also I just love how like I love the aesthetic. Like I'm a designer and I've always been like super visual. So that's really what, you know, gravitated me toward your page was the how pretty it is. And then
that's so kind.
yeah. I was like, oh, this is definitely the style reform vibe. I love the whole aesthetic that you have going on. And it's just like, that's also like a point of connection for me. And I'm sure like with people that like to follow you that share things and they're like, oh yeah, I love her aesthetic. And then like you get into like the meat of it and you're like, oh, she's great. Like she's like, you really do feel a sense of connection even through your posts and your stories and stuff. So I love that.
I'm so glad that you said that. I always tell people my page might be pretty, but my words are real. So like, if you click through the picture, you watch the reel, like you're going to get the real thoughts from me. It's not like the high level fluff that you might find on other really pretty pages. I always want to keep it honest.
Yeah, no, I know that's the best part because then it's not so unattainable to people. Like you're more relatable. Like, of course you're like this beautiful young mom, like with gorgeous kids. Right. So it's like easy for people to feel like you're on a different level than them maybe, you know, but then when you like listen to like your story or the other week you were saying that you needed support because you were going through a rough patch and it was like, oh, like she's a real person, right?
I am. We all are. I think we forget that sometimes on Instagram, but we are all real people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. So, you know, I'm curious because you're in the process of building your business, your blog essentially and your community. So are there any like fun collaborations that you're in the process of working or how do you go about getting your partnerships?
Yeah, so that's a really good question. Some of them I reach out to and pursue myself. Others have reached out to me. So it's a little bit of a mix, but anything that I'm vetting, I'm making sure that like one, it's going to serve the moms in my community or two, it's going to serve their kids.
Yeah.
It is something I will actually use myself. So like, I will never promote something that I don't 100% believe in. It like completely strips away, you know, the integrity and the value of the community and the relationships that you're building, right?
Right.
So that those are kind of my three guiding principles, no matter how it's coming in, if I'm pursuing it or they're pursuing me. That's sort of my vetting process. But yeah, I have a few partnerships. I am a Modere brand partner. So they have incredible wellness for women. I started using their products as a customer before ever selling the products. And now I'm building a business with them. And then another big partner that I work with is Serenity Kids. And they offer amazing gluten-free, non-GMO, pesticide-free. They have clean label awards, really great options for my kids. And my kids were a big driving force behind why I started my business in the first place.
Yeah, that's so cool. I wish they had that stuff when my kids were little.
Right?
Yeah. I'm just being perfectly honest right now because my kids are so much older. I don't even care what you eat anymore. I mean, I want them to eat like balanced meals, but I can't stop getting them to eat. Like they eat so much freaking food. It's unbelievable. My husband and I joke. I'm like, I'm just going to start like making, I need to buy a rice maker or like potato. Like I just need to give them filler. I'm like,
because yeah,
they eat so much. It's like freaking tremendous once they get to be teenagers. It's crazy.
Yeah. Every kid's like that. And like one of the things that I try to make come across is like, while I want moms to know that there are these healthy options out there and I'm like happy to work with these brands, my kids also, they eat junk some days too. It's, kid is like that, right? Like they're going to go to parties or you're going to have off days. I think it's all about just knowing like you have options and like you can find balance and you don't have to feel so bad about like when they grab the bag of Cheetos at the party because you fed them something better earlier in the day. It's all about the balance
definitely,
for me.
Definitely. When we eat at home, for the most part, it's like a balanced meal. And then when they're on their own roaming, I'm like, whatever it is, what it is. Right.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's another thing like that. I'm like, it's so true because I raised my first son in Brooklyn. We were in the city at the time and I was at the food co-op and it was like, it's like this organic, like everything is kind of like fresh from local farms and stuff like that. I was so crazy about all that stuff. And then in the meantime, with the second one, everything slipped. I was like, it's nuts. But if I had the services that you're talking about, I totally would have taken advantage of that. And you don't need to be perfect. Like some days they were eating goldfish for lunch, like those little crackers. Like it's like, you just kind of like totally get through how you get through. But if you're good for the most part, it's all going to be totally fine.
Yeah.
Right.
80-20 rule. That's what I do.
So I wanted to know if you could share a strength that has served you and a weakness that you have overcome either on your like motherhood journey or your entrepreneurial journey.
Yeah. So a strength that has served me, I think, I've been told I have very high values and I think it comes from my family. We're all pretty honest with each other, brutally honest sometimes. We'll call each other out on things. And I think that served me well in life because, I know when something's right and I know when something is wrong. And I think that's sort of the way that I approach life and approach my business. It's how I approach raising my kids. So making sure my values are in check and like when they start to feel like they're off balance, spending time with the people that help me get them in check or doing the things that kind of like light my soul on fire, I think have always really helped me. And then a weakness, but just sometimes a strength, I have high functioning anxiety. I've had anxiety for a very long time. My first panic attack was when I was 18 years old, about to go to college. And I was like, what is this? But if you ask my mom, I've had anxiety since I was 2 years old. Yeah. I would ask to leave parties because I had, a stomach ache as a kid. And those things still come up for me from time to time, but I've learned to manage it as best I can. In really busy seasons of life and times of really big change, like we're moving to a new house in a few weeks, I was feeling really, really anxious over Labor Day weekend. I spend some time talking to my family. I talk to my friends. I called my doctor. You know, I have the tools now. I know to like reach out for support, take care of my body, try to get sunshine, exercise, eat well. But yeah, it's all a journey, right? Like it's this thing that I live with. It doesn't define me. It can definitely set me back at times, but I know that every time it happens, like I'm going to come through on the other side because I've done it time and time again. So, and I share that because I, you know, I want women to know who also suffer from anxiety. I think there are a lot of us out there that, you know, it doesn't define you and you can still have the life that you want despite all of it.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I mean, I think probably everybody on a certain level struggles with anxiety, whether it's extreme, you know, or in small amounts. So they can, I'm sure, relate to that. Like I've suffered from anxiety too my whole life. And the thing that has helped me manage it, obviously talking to people, but also like centering myself and just getting present. Yeah. And not thinking, because anxiety essentially is worrying about what's going to happen or what's not going to happen, right? So
stories we're telling ourselves.
I'm classic creating stories in my head. And usually it's in like the most bizarre directions. And if I like confront somebody and they're like, you're out of your mind. Like that's not even what I was thinking. You know what I mean?
Right.
So
right.
it's like, through those moments too, I've realized that like I'm wasting my energy by creating all of this anxiety that's not even real. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. It's kind of like get a grip, like, and I'm like more of a tough love person on myself, especially I'm hard on myself and I'll be like, get a grip, breathe. Like, cause this is like one of my coping mechanisms. I'm like, get a grip and breathe. And then once I can calm my heartbeat down, I'm like, all right, you're just creating stories and you're wasting your energy and your time. And for me, like, and for you too, time is of the essence. Like there's no, I'm not wasting time anymore. This is like my life. The kids are my priority and my husband and my family. And I'm like, I'm just burning away like good energy on uselessness, right?
Yeah, I feel the same way. It's almost like you have to pull yourself out of bed and it's like, you get to choose, like, are you going to have this awful day where you're going to focus on the anxiety that is likely a lot of stories in your head, or are you going to like find a way to get through it quickly, reshift, like focus your energy elsewhere, like look at those cute little kids, you know, think about all you have to be grateful for and like find a way to make the day great or as great as you can.
Yeah. A grateful practice is so important. Like the gratitude practice that I have every single day, I just kind of, you know, shuffle through a handful of things every morning that I'm grateful for, like simple coffee, being able to run, you know, like the littlest things, but I'm like, thank God. Like, and I'm so happy for these little things that some people don't have, right? Definitely. And it fills your heart. It helps you. It gives you strength when you don't feel like you have. So it's important. I wanted to know if you've like just in the struggle, like with the anxiety, with the growing the business and with everything, have you ever wanted to just like quit on something and give up? And then what made you move forward?
All of the time.
Yeah.
There are so many days, I think, you know, like, especially in seasons where, you know, I have a 1-year-old and for the last year, I was so sleep deprived. And there were days where I would wake up and be like, what am I doing? Like, I cannot manage all of this. This is too much. Right. I think going back to why I started my business in the first place, and we can get to that, but like having a really strong why, and my kids are a big reason behind it. Remembering what my why is, and then also knowing that, you know, sometimes I can't be consistent, but I can be persistent. So there are going to be days where I will have off days, and, you know, I can't show up every single day 100% for this business. there are going to be days that I can. So just knowing that there are seasons that are, you know, it's going to ebb and flow. Going back to my why and my purpose behind doing this, I think has helped me get through those times where I just want to throw in the towel.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. I listen to a ton of motivational things too. And it's like, they're always saying that it needs to be like anchored by something bigger than yourself.
Yes.
When you're struggling through, when you're getting through challenges, or like I remember that sleep deprived feeling, and it's a form of torture. It's really brutal.
It totally is. And I think, you know, going back to my why, like the thing that inspired me to start my business in the first place, after I had my son, my first, you know, I work a 9-to-5 job. I have a corporate career. I work for a marketing technology company, and I love my career. I've had an excellent career. You know, I grew up in like the advertising scene in New York City. I've been able to take that with me. But, you know, I always felt like I wanted something for myself. I am deeply creative, and I come from a creative family. Like my grandmother was like the craft queen. She could do anything. And there are always those things that you want to find that like light you up inside, that make you feel whole. And my business is one of those things. And I want, you know, for my son to see, like, you know, you can have hobbies, you can have passions, you can have interests, like you should have those things. And if you can make money doing those things, like, that's awesome too, right? It's so exciting to be able to build something, and feel that spark. So when I can get back to my why and remember why, you know, why I started this business in the first place, that really, really helps me through those hard times.
Yeah. And also it's like nothing worthwhile, like nothing worthwhile is ever easy, right? It's like, and I've lived through that several times too, where I'm like, anything really worth anything is going to be uphill. And I've just kind of accepted. I've just kind of accepted that as life. Sometimes I'll look at my husband and I'll be like, that's life for you. Like, and it's like, you have to pay the price to achieve, period, end of story. And that's just how the universe works. So I've accepted it. And on days when I feel strong, I'm like, yes, it's okay. Like if I get hit upside the head with something. And then days when I feel like so defeated and deflated, I'm like, I'll just say to myself, like, that's life for you. even if I'm not feeling strong, but you're not going to feel strong every day, and you're not going to feel great, and you're not going to feel bad every day either, you know? Absolutely. So it's just being able to know that this too shall pass, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, going back to, how I balance it too. Like I mentioned, I'm still working a corporate career. So I squeeze my business into pockets of time, like early morning, late at night, on the weekends when the kids are napping. If we're, you know, going on a long drive, like I'm working from my iPhone while my husband's driving. Mm-hmm. Finding that balance too, but also knowing that like I won't have time every day to commit to it. And that's okay. Saying like, today I don't have the time, but tomorrow I will find it.
Yeah. I think it's such a good, like, it's such a good thing that you're sharing these experiences and this with other people, because I don't know that other people are necessarily as insightful and in tune with themselves, you know? And I feel like maybe part of the gift out of you having your anxiety struggle is that it's made you sharper and more self-aware, right? So you're able to like help people in that way, you know? And that's the way kind of I look at my own challenges too. I'm like, I'm going to learn from these, and then hopefully I'm going to be able to help people as a result of my learnings.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, even if I just make them feel less alone for 5 seconds,
yeah,
and they're having a bad day, like that makes me so happy.
Yeah, that's all it needs to be. It's like, it's very interesting in that way, because I feel like it gives us the purpose of connection and sharing. So
absolutely.
Anyway, I wanted to thank you so much for having this convo with me. It was so great to like chat with you and get to know you better. Where can everybody find you on Instagram again?
So you can find me at Honest Cravings on Instagram. I do post on Instagram in a blog style format, probably once or twice a week.
Oh, cool.
I'm still pretty old school with Instagram. You know, I do a mix of reels, but I do love writing. That's part of what drew me to do this in the first place. So if you have the time and patience, read the words behind the pretty pictures.
I've developed a love of reading. I wasn't always, but I really do love, because it sits on you differently when you read it.
Yeah. Reels are so fun and entertaining, but it's like so, so quick. And I love being able to actually just like sit down with a cup of coffee and read something and digest it and feel it. So hopefully there are other people out there like us.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Thank you, Jessica. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to the episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Anybody who is a first-time listener can go to www.styleform.fashion. and get 20% off with code POD, P-O-D. We have some new, really amazing styles for fall on the site now, so check it out.